The Athens Olympics, fighting in Najaf, a hurricane called Charley, all significant events of last week and this one. And then there's the continuing story that writer Brian Unger has been following, the admission by New Jersey Governor James McGreevy that he had an extramarital affair. That is the subject of today's Unger Report.
Ah, August, that wonderful time of summer reruns and fill-in anchors on the nightly news. But this August, while most of us were vacationing amid anxiety, fear, and panic over terrorism and weather, we were forced to acknowledge that the governor of New Jersey is, in his own words, a gay American. Not to be confused with the gay French, the gay Italians, or the gay Greeks. Their gayness is not nearly as admired as ours. No, New Jersey voters can draw comfort, knowing once and for all that McGreevy is 100% American gay, or as his ex-aide sees him, my American boss, who's been making me feel really weird and uncomfortable at the office through sexual innuendo, sexual advances, and some unwelcome physical contact, in an American way. Upon his admission this week, McGreevy was immediately afforded the rights and privileges of all gay Americans to never marry the object of his affection. As a politician who has courageously declared his sexuality publicly, he is assured a spot on Oprah, a book signing at Barnes & Noble's at the Short Hills Mall, and a seat in Bill Clinton's prayer circle. Now, lawyers for the governor's accuser, Golan Sipple, said Saturday that this is not a, quote, he said, she said case, and promised, quote, evidence which will be damning. That sent reporters scrambling to figure out which man was, in fact, a woman. The possibility of a forthcoming sexual harassment suit against the governor is good for Larry King and headline writers at the New York Post, but bad for people looking for something on TV more wholesome than the Michael Jackson molestation trial, the Kobe Bryant rape trial, the Lacey Peterson murder trial, and Fox's Trading Spouses. As this seemingly private affair goes public, Sipple's lawyers say he sought a lawsuit because he wanted to put the matter behind him and wasn't necessarily interested in a financial settlement. Legal scholars were immediately flummoxed over the new wisdom. To put a legal problem behind you, sue someone. And if you aren't looking for money, seek damages. Governor McGreevy will leave office November 15th. The Barbara Walters interview will air on the 16th. I'm Brian Unger, and this has been the Unger Report.